Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Monkeys, bears, snakes, crocs, duck-billed platypuses. What do they have in common? They're animals, and they will kill you. Ben Eskin are here to keep you informed and save your lives as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
Sounds pretty tense. Scientists have trained a spider to jump on command.
What? I don't even... That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard a human say.
Which scientist?
Wait, you just made it worse. What the hell kind of follow-up question is that?
Like, listen, all the scientists are having their science meeting. Listen, here's the deal with the meeting. We got you guys working on cancer. We got you guys working on time travel. Oh, man, we got these. Hey, Peterman, we're going to have you work on the spider jumping thing. Can you get to the bottom of that? I need a report on my desk Monday. Wait, who decides that that's something that science needs to work on?
That's because Peterman barely got out of junior college.
No, what are we? I don't understand why we assigned scientists on that. We got a lot of unsolved problems. We need our smartest people working on.
I initially thought it was stupid too until I looked into it, and it actually could be for a good cause. Now, first of all,
what?
These are scientists in England, okay?
All right.
And so they had to deal with the royal wedding, and once they got over with that, they were like, "Let's go jump." Hardy ho, whatever they say to the spiders.
Stupid limeys.
They had four spiders. Only one of them was smart enough. It was named Kim. And Kim was smart enough to do what they needed it to do. Now, these spiders don't eat much. Okay, so you couldn't just like put a little cricket there, you know, and say jump and get it because they don't eat it. You have one cricket, they're full for a week.
It doesn't work to say jump.
So what
jump.
They started doing with all these with these spiders, the reason they're doing this is because they want to make robot spiders that will kill insects that eat crops.
No, that is not going to work. The insect spiders are going to kill all of us. Do you not see what you're doing?
It's kind of too late for the robot. The robots are ahead of us now.
Yeah, the robots are eventually just going to build whatever they need to finish us off.
We're so far behind.
Yeah,
you know, people make fun of the Terminator movie, but it really may end up being like a documentary.
Yeah, we'll look back on it.
Well, that's because the people from the future made the damn movie in the first place.
I'll be back in 2020. And they'll probably make another one.
Hey, JJ.
They did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So what they were doing to get it to jump on command, like it's a dog.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
They put it on a hot plate.
No. That's interesting, though.
I got an idea. They took a tiny gun and they shot it at the spider's feet. They go, jump, spider! Jump!
It was like a drunk, toothless, like, tiny robot.
Oh, one of their legs gets shot off. One of their other legs gets shot off. They're still hopping because they got eight legs.
We trained it through bullying.
So basically what they took these two cubes, just two blocks that are in a cube shape, and they would pick it up and they would move it to one, and they would just pick it up and move him back to the other. And move him to one cube and then move him right back to the other constantly. Move him there, move him there, move him there, move him there. Eventually, one of the four spiders that they tested, Kim, every time they would move it, started jumping back.
Ah.
Okay, so it learned. That's you're telling me to do this. It learned. Like the spider knew what to do.
No.
So he started jumping. They said the jump, comparatively, you know, based on the spider's size, would be a human jumping outwards 30 feet.
Oh, well, man.
So given our size, jumping 30 feet.
So they're going to start doing this.
Jumping far.
They're going to start doing this with NBA prospects. They're going to put them in these giant cubes.
All right, here's the problem. There's a lot of problems here. But if you're telling me that spiders are going to be smart?
Yeah.
That's a sinister, evil thing that's trying to kill us all. And the only thing that's stopping us from them killing us all is that they're stupid.
Oh, yeah, well, see, I disagree.
I think they're already pretty smart.
I think they're really smart. I think they know not to bother with us because we'll spend just hours stopping down and watching the royal wedding. They know that we're so dumb, they don't need to bother with us anymore.
Like, you know how a lot of animals are pointless? Like, they'll just kind of, let's be honest. Like,
let's be nice to the animals.
Not being nice, but does a cat have to pay taxes or go work a hard job? No.
What is happening right now?
A cat sees a piece of paper and it swats at it. And
laser
then
pointer,
and then
fun.
It goes and poops in the litter bed. And then it, like, look, I'm just saying, that's what happens. I'm not a pet owner, so
that
I'm
is
not.
The worst place to sleep, the litter bed. My 20s, I slept in a litter bed.
A cat, oh, God, the cat's like, holy crap, there's a piece of paper. Great. That's a day for a cat. Spiders actually have some of those old-timey traits.
What?
Like they've
what? Amazing. Hold this on. Is Kevin's best performance.
Hold yeah, on. This is amazing.
They learned at an early age how to spin and weave.
they're
basically seamstresses.
You know what happened? Basically, as a kid,
they can make a web.
Does this have to do with KT's parents dropping him on his head?
No. As a kid, someone read KT the book Charlotte's Web. And he wept for days. It stayed with him forever. And so he has now glorified the spider in a way.
Well, can you guys sew anything? A spider would come in and just, look at that, they just make a little home for themselves.
That would be great cheap labor for clothing. Just get spiders to do it.
You're not realizing here, spiders are a problem. They want you to die. And they've got their most lethal ones, like the Black Widow, the Brown Recluse. I know some people, if you want to consider the scorpion kind of a distant cousin to the spider family.
Man, the Black Widow Black Widow got great at poker.
Yeah, yeah.
Are the robot spiders going to be cool?
No, they're not. No, they want to kill you.
Still? That was a pretty good question from Shippy.
I don't think they all want to kill us.
Yes, they do. They want you to have. They want you to be slave labor. The only reason they're going to keep humans alive is to do their bidding.
I think they just want to teach us a lesson.
And then they're like, okay, we feel like the humans have learned their lesson now. Let's go ahead and let them get back to what they were doing before.
I'm just saying.
Our work's done.
Never been bit by a spider.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
Challenge to our spiders that are listening.
Feel like I've treated them well. I haven't just gone out of my way to just go step on them.
Some spider was listening to that in a pair of tiny headphones and all eight eyes got real big. Oh, my God. Get the boss on the phone immediately.
We got to bite that mofo.
I love the idea of Tolo spiders.
Can I just say this?
They're going to attack the condom.
I hope that tonight, while you're snoring in your sleep with your mouth open,
definitely.
I hope that a deadly spider crawls inside your mouth, goes down deep within your bowels, and lays some spider eggs in you.
Luckily, the MyPillow comes with a standard spider repellent.
Made up copy point.
Cougar killed a mountain biker.
What?
Huh.
What? Why was she so angry?
A 32-year-old man is dead.
Is in Plano?
And a 31-year-old man was injured after they were attacked by a coug. In Washington.
Was she divorced?
I think it was more of the mountain lion type.
Uh-huh.
But I see where you're going. Popped out of the bushes, ironically.
Mm-hmm.
With plastic surgery.
So both men tried to fight off the cougar with their bikes.
What? Oh, man, this sounds horrible.
That's what T-Will was doing, trying to fight off the cop
with
his
bike.
That's
the worst weapon.
You attack a wild cougar with a bike? It's probably just going, wow, this is going to be so easy to kill these idiots.
The man who survived said at one point his whole head was in the predator's mouth.
What? Come on.
His whole head was in the cougar.
How big was that cougar?
How little was that man?
But his other friend ran. The cougar dropped him. Okay. So
the cougar had a weapon?
The cougar has swallowed the younger man. Okay. Swallowed the younger man.
What are you talking, man? This has been the craziest.
Let me get there.
The cougar swallowed him.
Almost. The cougar's got mouth around the head of the younger man.
Okay.
Other guy goes to run. Cougar drops younger man, chases after and kills the older man.
Because she's more mad about the older man and more interested in the younger man.
Yeah, running killed him. The cougar wanted something a little more responsible.
She had the old bull.
Yeah.
They found the cougar, standing over the dead man.
Hold on, standing on 2 feet? Like standing on its hind legs?
Holding a bag from Shops at Legacy.
Now, the guys that over at Barstool probably should be careful as officials spent hours tracking the big cat to kill it.
Oh. They were already monitoring the big cat? Wait, I don't know. They tracked it for hours? They were like, like tailing him and then picking him up?
So the guy that died muffed this situation.
Yeah.
Because like...
It was a hairy situation.
You know, he took off running. Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Prematurely.
Oh.
He should have stuck it out there and protected everyone.
I mean, that cougar just snatched him up.
Yeah.
Georgetown kid in Texas riding a four-wheeler, 12 years old.
Is this the same story?
No, we transitioned.
Okay.
That's why I left a little bit of silence.
Needed a sound effect, I think.
I should have brought home.
12-year-old boy who was riding a four-wheeler down in Georgetown. A little bit south of here, guys.
Oh, there's a good news angle.
He crashes his four-wheeler, ends up on the ground, and is immediately bitten by a rattlesnake.
Ooh, that sucks. I'm scared of rattlers.
Tough place to land. You know, I think as much golf as you play, I could see you coming in with the bite, a snake bite at some point.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, I was playing golf with Papa at the Shores in Rockwall, or I think they call it golf or Rockwall Athletic Club now. So on the turn, you know, and it's right there off of Lake Ray Hubbard. And on the turn, there's a guy in the pro shop that goes, man, the snakes are really out today, so be careful.
What?
And that completely changed my back nine.
Did you stay?
Oh, yeah. Golfing, bro.
Yeah, you got to finish it.
Finish around.
You remember that time we were at spring training in Arizona, and the guy was like, we were at the clubhouse, and the guy was like, got a phone. He got a call in while
he got
we were
a call.
In there.
Yeah.
And he was like, there's a rattler on hole six.
Yeah. But we didn't actually see any snakes out there.
No.
Now, I didn't see any snakes on the back nine, but it's right along the water. And so anytime you go over to hit a shot and you're within 10 feet of the water, you're like, hey, watch my back. You know, make sure. And in Rockwall, it's water moccasins.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not rattlers. It's water moccasins.
Just as deadly.
I would putt from the tee.
That's what I was thinking. I would just not play. I'm looking for any reason to not play.
I'll take the L on that one.
As long as you have someone to watch your back in case these water moccasins sneak up from behind you with a plan of attack.
If we're doing a show bet, though, I think Skin would be the one who would get bit by a snake first.
No doubt
about
it.
Out of the
four of us. So
I'd want to.
You guys, if you guys are playing on a golf course and they are warning you about rattlers and you hit into the rough a little bit, are you just going to chalk up the ball to the game and let it go?
You get a free drop.
I might take a look and see if I can reach it with my club. But I'm not walking into high grassy areas.
You've done that before. It's like if they tell you that that's a problem, you just take a free drop.
You do a courtesy reach around to see if you can reach it, and if you can get it, you get it. If you can't do it, you're gonna you get a courtesy drop.
Yeah, and sometimes it's easier if you just go ahead and get the wedge.
Okay.
Get the wedge and
hit it
mix
from there.
Yeah.
Reach out and just kind of wedge it.
Yep.
Do you have any more animal stuff?
I'm done.
It's the Ben and Skin Show.
Attacked by a warthog.
Ben, coming up next, we need to talk about the various front offices for our sporting franchises. Are they doing a good job? Who's doing the best? Who's doing the worst? We'll break it down for you next on 105.3 The Fan.
Couple ladies attacked by a warthog. That's what he just said.
Maybe tomorrow.
Symbolically.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.